This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. The Green Burial Movement advocates a return to the earth, using minimal resources. Although most Americans are buried, embalmed in a casket, entombed in a cement vault, both cremations and natural burials are on the rise. In this installment of 89.1 WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas compares the environmental footprint of cremation and natural burial.
We're at a coffee shop in downtown Ann Arbor at the Monthly Death Cafe, where people gather to, quote, eat cake, drink tea, and discuss death.
We went with Christine to pick up her ashes, and certainly got me thinking about my own death. And
a concern of many here is how to minimize our impacts to the earth as we depart it. To explore this question, I go two blocks away to the office of Jack Goodnow, a landscape architect who designs cemeteries. Lately, he's been designing green cemeteries in response to the growing demand. As for his own death,
what do you plan for yourself?
I will be cremated. I'm of the opinion that cremation is a natural burial alternative.
It's important to him that cremation doesn't take up valuable land, and he feels the resources used are comparatively minimal.
Over the life of the cemetery, and cemeteries are forever, the maintenance on a traditional full-body burial is far more fossil fuel intensive and herbicide, pesticide intensive than the fossil fuels used for cremation.
But these inputs are significantly decreased at one of the cemeteries Goodnow has designed.
This is the preserve at All Saints Cemetery, an open meadow area with a lake and woodlands at one edge and a very large landmark oak.
We drive out to Rochester to check it out. Director Russ Burns takes us past their conventional cemetery to a meadow of long grasses waving in the wind. Except for occasional mowing and spraying to keep their pesky invasive Phragmites at bay, no pesticides are used and only the paths are kept mowed. We're adjacent to a protected bird sanctuary.
There's our cranes right there.
They might land in here. Their nest is down in through there.
Not all cemeteries practicing natural methods are certified by the Green Burial Council, as is this one. At Machpelah's Jewish Cemetery on Woodward Avenue in Ferndale, employee Kim Seville says they limit pesticide use for other reasons.
Because we have people that are out here constantly with their hands in this dirt. My kids play out here, you know, so they've been out here barefoot.
And it's for religious reasons that over 70% of their burials are going in without concrete vaults. But still, they don't advertise as green.
I think it's just kind of evolved over the years. I mean, when you realize that doing things more natural is, in a lot of ways, is more cost-effective, and it's safer for everybody.
The critters like it too, apparently.
But we have a lot of wildlife. We have a lot of rabbits. We've got a couple hawks that are flying around. We got ducks that come back and visit every year. We've seen fox in here.
With natural areas fast disappearing, advocates say cemeteries that practice natural landscaping can play double duty by providing a safe haven for wildlife, even in urban areas such as this one. Some green burial cemeteries get added value out of their land in other ways.
This has been used as a hay field at least for the last 20 years.
I'm standing by a fresh grave at the edge of a hayfield, which the grave will eventually become part of, at the Meadows of Ridgeview in Granville, with manager Ron Zartman.
And when we started moving into green burial, it just seemed sensible to put it back here, and why not continue? To us, it just made common sense.
With minimal mowing or chemical use and double-duty land use, the scale comparing natural burial with cremation is tipping. But what about the fossil fuels used by cremation? Jack Goodnow calculates the BTUs used by one cremation are on par with a round-trip drive up north, which is likely less than what is consumed by relatives traveling to the average funeral. Okay, what about the pollution generated by cremation? Goodnow feels that this also is minimal.
Most states have enacted very rigorous controls on cremation emissions.
I spoke with State Crematory Inspector Diane Cavanaugh-Vitort. It turns out that crematories are exempted from federal Clean Air Act regulations.
There is a standard for incinerators, but it does not cover, right? It exempts out crematories.
Are emissions collected and tested by the state then? The answer is no, for a surprising reason.
And if you collect a sample, it's sticking a device into the stack and withdrawing that some amount of emission there. And we think there's a sensitivity there, you know, with people not wanting that to happen when their loved one is being cremated.
Turns out the only test for crematory pollution is to eyeball it. If there's smoke, it's a problem.
Basically, you don't want to see smoke, black, white, gray, coming out of a stack.
A few years ago, the neighbors of the Tri-County Crematory in Ypsilanti complained to the DEQ about smoke issues there. Owner Doug Stark gave me a tour of his facility.
Before I got the new unit, we did have a lot of smoke problem. And by having the new unit with additional controls and everything on it, well, that's eliminated a lot of that, so we don't have near the problem anymore.
From the outside, his crematory is not warm and fuzzy. Truth is, I'm nervous. But inside, their two large units called retorts look new and clean.
This is a retort. Okay. I'm going to open it up and show you what it looks like on the inside. This is the chamber where the body goes. Okay. Now up here is a hole where the fire comes out. The burner is up above.
It's amazingly spotless inside. Not a speck of soot in sight.
Pieces, you know, the particulates and stuff that go out there, they go down in there, and then there's baffles down there, and it hits the wall and it knocks it down, so nothing goes out the stack.
The background noise is the blower running on the other unit.
There is a body in there.
The tour is surprisingly comforting. But what if a body has mercury fillings? Is that sufficient reason to decide against cremation? I consulted with Joy Morgan Taylor at the DEQ. She says since Michigan's crematory emissions aren't tested, their exact mercury content is unknown. But for 2011,
we believe that cremation was under 1% of the total statewide emissions. So it's a pretty small source sector when you're comparing other categories like coal-fired utilities, for example.
She says dentists are using mercury amalgam for fillings less and less these days. In fact, the mercury in homes that gets trashed is a bigger worry, contributing 10% of the mercury that poisons our environment.
You know, some big things that come to mind more than having your amalgam removed if you're cremated would be to make sure that they're not using a mercury-containing thermometer in their home, to change out their mercury thermostat to a digital energy efficient non-mercury type, and certainly energy conservation.
Apparently, in this case, it's what we do while we're alive that makes the most mark on the earth, similar to concepts expressed back at the Death Cafe.
Every day could be your last day and make it a good day to die.
Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department and is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. For more information, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU.